Welcome to Frido Self-Discovery Game Body Ritual. In this body ritual, this is a breathwork ritual called body breathing. And it's not sort of your normal standard breathing, although it should be normal, because this is a more natural way to breathe and it's a more full way to breathe. We've been practicing breathing in our lives, generally through our nose or mouth. And if you're very good at breathing, you might breathe all the way down to your belly, so you get a fuller breath in the lung area. But this is also slightly limited because in Frido, the whole body can breathe, not just the lungs. So imagine if your whole body, every body part, was like a part of your lungs. And as you breathe, your hands can breathe and breathe oxygen in, and your feet can breathe, and your heart can breathe. Your stomach can breathe. Your legs can breathe. Just imagine for a moment that every cell in your body can breathe directly, all by itself. So if you think about how the lungs breathe, they would normally expand on the in-breath, and then they would deflate, contract on the out breath, just like a balloon. As you put air into a balloon, it expands, it kind of blows up and expands, and on the when you let the air out of the balloon, it kind of contracts, it deflates. So imagine every cell in your body is like a little balloon. So just to begin this body breath work, of course, in Frido we always choose a word to work with through our breath work. So have a think about your word that you want to explore for this breath work. Maybe there's a part of your life you're looking at, you want answers to, you want to explore it in some way. So that part of your life, choose one word to represent that part of your life. Or perhaps there's a part of that area that you want to explore. Perhaps there's something negative in your life you want to explore, like maybe fear or depression or anxiety, or maybe relationship, or whatever you feel is something negative for you, pain, or something positive, love, again, relationship, joy, happiness, health. So whatever you decide, choose your word. Think about your intention, what you'd like to gain through this breath work, or what you want to focus on. Perhaps you want to focus on a part of your body, like your belly, or your liver, or your throat. So choose a word that you want to focus on. So once you've got your word, I just want you to connect to that word. And while you're connecting to that word, place your hands on your belly area, on your body, or on your lungs. So you can connect and just begin to settle your body. You can do this sitting, standing, or laying down, and just make contact with your body. Maybe give it a little touch, little massage. Begin to activate your body a little bit. You might want to touch different parts of your body, like your head or your feet or your legs, your back, your neck, just to activate and engage all parts of your body in this very deep breath work. And now you can easily imagine inside your body, the space inside your body, inside your veins and arteries where your blood flows, in between your muscles, ligaments and nerves, and your bones, there's space in between all those things. So you can imagine those space also within your organs, like your liver, your heart, and imagine the space in your stomach, all that space. If you're a woman, in your womb, perhaps, in your colon, your small intestines, all that space. And your large intestine, your bowel, your large colon. Imagine all that space within your body right now. As you continue to breathe naturally, again, just placing your hands wherever you feel comfortable in your body. Your belly is always a good place, or your lungs. And now you can imagine parts of your body, for example, your hands. As you breathe in, imagine your hands expanding, just like a balloon. And as you breathe out, you can imagine your hands deflating and contracting. Again, expanding your hands on the in-breath and deflating and contracting them on the out-breath. And then moving on to another body part, like your head. Imagining your head expanding like a balloon on your in-breath. And as you exhale, you can imagine your head slightly contracting and deflating. Observing how that feels in your headspace. Again, inflating and expanding on your in-breath. Deflating and contracting on your out-breath. As we continue to move through your body parts, maybe your feet, expanding your feet on the in-breath, deflating them on your out-breath. Just gently working through the body. And perhaps your legs inflating on the in-breath, expanding and deflating and contracting on the out-breath. And moving into your hips, where your bottom is, and the front of your hips. In breath, and imagining that whole area inflating, expanding like a balloon, and on the out breath, just deflating, contracting. moving up to your belly area, and your lower back, this whole area, all around your belly and your lower back, inflating and expanding like a balloon on your in-breath, deflating, contracting on your out-breath. Those inflate, exhale, deflate. Moving up to your chest and around your chest, all around your chest area and the back of your chest into your back, including your lungs. Inflating the area on your inhalation and deflating the area on your exhalation. Moving into your arms, including your arms and hands now, expanding that area, including all of your arms and hands and fingers on the in-breath and contracting and deflating on the out-breath. Breathing in and inflating. And breathing out and deflating. Now moving into your shoulder area and your neck, the front of your neck and the back of your neck, and your shoulders all expanding just like a balloon as you inhale, and just allowing that to deflate on the exhalation. And again, moving up to your head, including your face, your nose and your eyes, your mouth and your ears, your whole scalp, including your hair, expanding on your in-breath and deflating on your out-breath. Now you can begin to focus on your body parts, your organs, your liver. Just imagine where your liver is. Somewhere in your tummy area, or more on your right-hand side of your tummy area. Imagine your liver, imagine what color it might be. Is it black or blue or yellow or brown or pink? Doesn't matter, you can just imagine a colour. Now imagining on your in-breath it inflating just like a balloon, your liver balloon. And as you exhale, your liver deflating and contracting as it expels air and toxins on the exhalation. And as it inhales and expands, drawing in positive energy, oxygen, filling it right up, just like a big balloon. And again, exhale and deflate. Moving into your colon, perhaps your large colon. Just imagine where it might be in your belly. Again, imagine what color it might be. And on the in-breath, inflating your whole colon, your bowel. Deflating your whole colon on the out-breath. Moving into your pancreas. If you don't know where that is, just imagine where that might be. Somewhere around your belly area, around your heart and your stomach, or your kidneys. Imagine your pancreas expanding on your in-breath. Deflating on your out-breath. Now moving into your heart. Again, your heart somewhere in the middle of your body, around your chest area, below your chest, your breasts, in the middle, maybe slightly to the left of your center of your chest. Again, imagining the color of your heart. Maybe it's red, with the blood flowing through it. Perhaps it's blue, feeling cooler. Maybe it's even black or brown, yellow or green, orange, purple. Just imagine that color that comes to you, or the color you'd like to give it right now. As it expands gently and fully on the in-breath, as it deflates and contracts gently on the out-breath, just in its own way, what feels comfortable for you. Now you can move into your kidneys. One kidney on each side maybe of your body. Maybe towards the back of your body. Just imagine where they might be. Imagine their colour. Expanding on the in-breath and deflating on the out-breath. Filling up with energy and air on the in-breath. Just expelling that air along with any toxins or negative energy on the out-breath. Squeezing them out. Just like a sponge squeezing. The more they squeeze, the more water comes out of the sponge. The more you squeeze on the in-breath, the more negative energy comes out of those organs, of those areas. And then filling them up with positive energy on the in-breath. Now you can imagine every cell in your body. Trillions and trillions of tiny, tiny cells that are in your body, that make up your body, that make up all your body parts, all the cells that make up your organs, your nerves and your bones, your blood, all those cells, infinite number of cells. Now you can imagine their colour. If they have a colour, maybe they're white, maybe they're grey. Maybe they don't have much of a colour. Or maybe they do. You can just imagine all those cells expanding on your in-breath. Deflating and contracting on your out-breath. Expanding on your in-breath. Contracting on your out-breath. And now you can play with your breath if you want to, or you can just breathe very naturally. Maybe you want to explore different body parts and breathe them in and breathe them out. Maybe there's different bones in your body, or your fingers, maybe your little finger. I'd like to explore through the breath. Just go through your body, just feeling the different parts of your body. And if you want to stop at any part and allow them to breathe with you. Again, breathing them in, expanding them. And breathing out and deflating and contracting those parts. You might just enjoy exploring one body part for some time. Or you may want to just move around, exploring different body parts through the breath. You may like to explore speed of your breath, perhaps faster. Perhaps slower. So just playing with your speeds of your breath. A faster speed, a slower speed. And also the length of your breath. Play with the length, maybe a longer breath. Maybe a shorter breath. You can play around with the length of your breath, the speed of your breath. You can even stop your breath at different points within your breath. So you can play with that. You can explore that, or you can just breathe totally naturally. Each time you do a breath work exercise, you might find yourself exploring different types of breath. You might find different parts of your body that you really want to breathe into and help breathe for itself. And now you can just imagine your whole body breathing as one whole body. Imagine you're a balloon. Your entire body is a balloon with everything inside it. All your organs are inside your whole body. So simply put your attention on your entire body as one body. As you breathe in, your whole body expands as one. As you breathe out, your whole body deflates and contracts. It's one body. And again, you can play around with your speeds of breath. Maybe fast. Maybe through your nose or through your mouth. You can explore breathing in through your nose and out through your mouth. Or just through your mouth, or just through your nose, or just naturally, how it feels comfortable. As your whole body expands on your in-breath, deflates and contracts on your out-breath. And now you can bring your word that you thought of at the beginning of your session, whatever word that was, and you can give a color to your word. Imagine its color, its shape, its size. Is it blue? Is it yellow? Is it red? Is it multicolored? What does it feel like? What color would you like to give it? Either allow a color to just come naturally, or you can give it color. You can give it a shape. What does it look like? Is it thin and tall? Is it fat and short? Is it sharp? Is it soft and curved? If you can't imagine it too well, it doesn't matter. Just attention on what it could look like, what it feels, it looks like. And imagine on every in-breath now, your word expands just like a balloon. It's now a word balloon. Just focus on your in-breath as you're breathing in, your word expanding just like a balloon. And on your out-breath, that word deflating just as a balloon would, as all the air comes out. So breathing in and your word is expanding. And breathing out, your word deflating. And again, you can play with the speeds. You can breathe a little bit faster if you want to. Your word expanding a little bit faster and deflating a little bit faster. Just play with those speeds for yourself. Maybe you want to go really fast. As you breathe fast, your word balloon is also expanding quickly and deflating quickly to match your breath. Maybe you can explore slow as you breathe very slow. Your word balloon expanding slowly to match your breath. As you expand and breathe out slowly, so does your word balloon. And you can slow it down as much as you want to. You can play with the depth of your breath as well as the speed or the length. You can play with the depth, which is more like the length. Maybe very long in breath. As long as you can go, taking as much breath in as possible. Again, your word, balloon, expanding at the same time as much as possible. Expanding as much as possible, becoming a very large balloon as you inhale as far as you can. And when you've got to the top of your breath, perhaps holding it for a moment or two or longer before you deflate your balloon and exhale all the way down as long as you can go. Exhaling. As much as you can. As long as you can go. Along with your word balloon deflating as much as possible. Again, when you get to the end of that breath, as far as you can go, or you can hold it for a moment or two or longer, again before your inhalation journey, all the way as far as you can go, or as far as you're comfortable. There's no rules to how you breathe. You can explore your breath in this way, whether it's fast or slow, or short or long, deep or shallow. You can play with that breath in different ways, or you can just breathe super comfortably, however your breath wants to breathe, whether it wants to breathe short or fast or deep or shallow, long or short. You can allow it to breathe in its own way. If your breath wants to stop for a while, you know, you can allow it to. Just connecting your word balloon to your breath. And again, when you're ready, you can take as long as you want. Always remember, the longer you go, the deeper you go, the more you practice this breath work, the deeper you go, and the more you'll gain. So you continue as long as you want, even after I've finished, or you can finish along with me. Again, just placing your hands on your body. Gently connecting to your body again through your hands. Touching one part of your body or different parts of your body. Just so you can reconnect and ground yourself. There's parts of your body that need touch, need your attention. Just feel free to touch those parts. Giving them thanks and gratitude and appreciation for participating in this beautiful whole body breath work. This is a Frido whole body breath work. It's called body breathing. It's one of the Frido breath works. Again, just allowing yourself to feel the space within your body again. To begin to feel your surroundings, what you're sitting on or laying on. Perhaps it's a chair or bed or the floor. Giving gratitude for supporting you in this beautiful journey. I hope you enjoy this breath work. always remember to keep living the dream forever.